Okay, we're finishing Siman Hey today. You'll recall the first two-thirds of the Siman spoke about the Issa Tzuadaka B'Kal Hashem, which is why it's in Ebenezer. And the second, or the last third of the Siman talks about Issa L'Sares, which has nothing to do with Yichus, with Kal Hashem, but has to do with an Issa that's not clearly Mefurish B'Torah, as we learned. Ba'artzichem lo yisasu, it's in the parsha of Mumin. Mumin of a behema, which make the animal invalid or to be a to puzzle to be a carbon. And in that parsha it says ba'artzichem lo yisasu, which we learn you're not allowed to be misares a behema, you're not allowed to castrate an animal, and we had a rivoy bochem loisasu, that it's also in a human being as well. Now, of critical importance to our discussion today is the difference between a male and a female. All the mum in the Torah, any mum of an animal, is in an outside apron, as opposed to trephis, which is on the inside avarim. A mum, a blemish, is always on an outside aver, and therefore umoch v'katzus, all the examples in the chumash of mumin are outside avarim, and the only a male has outside outer avarim that are reproductive organs. Females don't, and therefore it would seem pashtus that the Issasaris does not apply to a female. Yet, in Sif, when we began, in Sif Yer Aleph, the last words of the Mechaber, when Misari says, Anakeva, Bein Ba'adam, Bein Bisharmin, and Pater Avalasa. In Sif Yer Aleph, we had, the Shulchan Aruch said, Pater Avalasa, by being Misari's a female, whether a human being or an animal. And there, we had the Shitas HaGra, who held that it's Dairaisa. The Gra held that it's Dairaisa. The Shulchan Aruch, the Pashtus of Mefarshia Shulchan Aruch, is that it's a Drabanan. Except for the Taz, who argued that it should be Mutter. And we said that the Achrayim say that you have to be Chayshish for the Gra, because at the very least, it's a Beferish of Teres Kayanim. And certainly there are those who say so Beferish. So coming into today's shir, we go with the hanacha that being misares a nekeva, whether a human or an animal, is aser for sure, like the gra and isad araisa, like most paiskim and isad rabbana. So the reason is that it's not a mitzvah that's totally in the karka of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we understand. So ba'artzachem, it comes to be marba wherever you are. I don't know how to dash a psukim. I only repeat what I'm taught. But that's why the Mechaber said bein Eretz Yisrael bein mechutz laaretz. He doesn't say bein hilchos basa b'cholov. He doesn't say bein Eretz Yisrael bein mechutz laaretz.
You see, the whole reason is because of carbon. What happens is very bad beforehand.
So that's Misare Sacha Misare, which we said is also Aser. That, right, even Misare Sacha Misare is also. Okay. Now, in Sifyut Beis, which we spoke about last week, we talk about Mashke Kaishal Ikrin, the second topic. If a person surgically is Misare Zachar or Nekeva, that's certainly Aser. So that. Doing whether it's a vasectomy or tying the tubes or whatever it is that's done by a woman, removing a uterus, all these things are certainly aser. So if your day is moved to the case of kaishal ikrin, drinking a potion which somehow causes sirus. So here we have for the first time a hetel lechatchila. You turn to the last page on your copies. On the top line, we had last week, Ishimuteras Lishtais Kai Sikrin, Kedela Sarasa Achulai Taylor. So there we have for the first time a heter. the boundaries of the head have to be explained, because we don't have any such medicine today. We don't have a kaishalikrin, something a woman drinks, which is misare sar. There are pills that can cause spontaneous abortion, Rahman al-Islam, but not, there are no pills for serous today. So we have to understand what the gedarim of this are. But here we have, for the first time, a heter of Isha Muteres Lishtais Ikrin Kdei L'Sasa Achalei Tele. And this does not help for the surgical removal of a uterus, which is unfortunately done too often today without proper grounds. But there is some sort of a heter here. Now, last week we learned that Beis Shmuel, if you look in the Chatzoy, said the same thing. That the top line on your copies on the last page, when the keva bebehemus v'sharminim lo yadif me'isha. This is the Beis Shmuel makes the point: if it's mutter by a woman, it's certainly mutter by an animal. So you talk about being misaris animals, which is going to be our topic today. We have here the Beis Shmuel's heter, Chaks Mechaikik's heter, that Nekeva Bebehemais should certainly be mutter with a Kaishalikrin. And again, we have to figure out what today constitutes a Kaishalikrin. However, the Chaks Mechaikik brings that the Bach disagrees, the Bach and the Marshal. They ask a Kasha, Fakeret. They say Kaishalikrin is also by a Behema. How could it be mutter by a Isha? And they say it's only muta b'mokim tsar. If you remember, I mentioned the Gemara last week, where Eishes Reb Chiya drank a kaishal ikrin because she had tsar leida. She had very difficult deliveries, and therefore she drank the kaishal ikrin. So the Bach says b'mokim tsar. That's the heter of the Shulchan Aruch. Yishu Mataris Lishtais is only b'mokim tsar. And the Atzei Arozim and the Pesachei Tshuva held it's only Mutter B'Makom Sakana. He was even more Machmir. So essentially we have two questions. Number one, whether there's an Issa Siris Min HaTorah B'Chlal by in the Keva, which is Machlex de Grah against the Mechaber, the Shar Paiskin. If there's an Issa B'Chlal, we're talking about a Deraiso de Rabbanan. And the second, Im Timtzalaymar, it's a derasa, it's a drabanan, kaishalikrin may be mutal lechatchila. Now, if you have a machlaikis, the Bach and the Beishmul and Chakas Machlaikik on Maple against the Bach and that's Eirozim, who are machmir, if it's a child of a drabanan, it would seem that there would be room to be makel by a kaishalikrin. And we're going to discuss how that applies to this manazet. If you like the grow, it's a child of a derasa. Then if you have a machlokes hapaiskim, it's more difficult to be makel. So this is, we're sort of setting the table for what we're going to learn today. It's Sifyut Gimel and Yudalet. So let's learn Sifyut Gimel. We turn, most of our discussions had to do with human beings. We certainly are coming lemaisa that a vasectomy by a man, which is a problem the way it's done today, as we discussed in the past. And the same thing for a woman just to remove a uterus for convenience reasons or because she has bleeding issues is difficult to be makel. It's like the grotz of deraisa, and it's except the mokeim tsar, it's very hard to be makel.
The difference
of deraisa and derabanan. Okay, so we're going to discuss that today. We're going to see, because we keep derabanans, we keep deraisa, so what's the difference deraisa and derabanan? So we'll come to that today. Okay, let's learn Sifyut Gimel. It'll be a question. Okay, it'll be a question if you could do that. We'll discuss still different methods that may make it more cooler than that. Okay? Let's see. Sifyut Gimel. The Mechaber. Not a very pleasant machaber to learn, but he's teaching us a halacha. Harish yakafes ha'adam, somebody who tied up another human being, Rachman al-Islam, v'shoso by kelev, and he incited a dog against him, ashar chayos, achoso kroshuvcha, until these animals attacked the person in a way that damaged the evarei hazachar, oish yeshiva b'mayim, 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 or he put him into ice or water in a way that damaged the Evarim. So the person who did it, ain't they like Achiasaris Biyadai? Mechaber here is saying, this is a Rasha we're talking about. Mechaber is coming to tell us that a grama of Sirus is a Drabana. That's what we're learning here. Roy la kaisa makas marid, this means it's a Drabana. Now here, for the first time, we're talking about a Zachar. Kaishalikri we talked about in a Keva. Ahead. Here, by a Zachar, we're saying grama is a Drabana. Now, if you held cup, if grama is a drabanan, even by a zachar, and if by an ikeva the whole iser is a drabanan, so a grama by an ikeva would be a double drabanan. We ask the double drabanans, but then there could be a case, if you doubt it, of letting a guy do it, and for a guy to do a double drabanan, which is a triple shvus, so we will have in Yitzhak Hashem a case for allowing such a thing. So here we have a kula. Again, it's a theoretical kula because it's also in Rabbanan. But grama is mutter even by a zachar. More importantly, the Rama. Now, this Rama is, you'll see in a second, the way we explain the Rama has to do a lot with halacha l'maisa. So pay careful attention. Avol mutter lito karbartoi shel tarnagel. You're allowed to remove the rooster's, they call it the crown?
Crown.
The crown of the rooster, the red crown of the rooster. Afa gav de mistares ayadeza. How in the world is removing the haircut of the head of the thing mistares it? So we're going to see in a moment. All the mafarshim explain that it doesn't do anything to the reproductive organs of the rooster. It just throws the rooster into such a depression that the rooster is not interested in females anymore. So that's that. Now, what does it say here? It says, "Mutal lechatzila to take karbata shetano." The amisar say dezeh, the chol kiyaitzib is that any other indirect method is mutter. The loy ovid klum beivare hazera. He's not doing anything in the evare hazera in the reproductive organs of the animal. So it sounds like an easy Ramah. If you can figure out a way to cause an animal not to be interested indirectly, so that is certainly mutter. Now there's a deal here in the Taz. I think the Gra alludes to it as well. There's a deal in the language of the Ramah. The Ramah says you're allowed to do it. That's not the Shaila that you're allowed to do it. But the reason is because he's not misaris the animal at all. The language, the loyovit klum bevare hazera, seems to be off the mark. It's true you're not doing anything with devare hazera, but you're not being misaris the animal. Right? If you're going to tell me that you're allowed to lock up an animal in a room so it doesn't mate, I'll say, you know why you're allowed to lock up in the room? You're not doing anything with devare hazera. You're missing the point. It's true, you're not going to have RSR, but that's not why it's mutter. It's mutter because there's no Sirus at all. Here also, Yitek Harbaltai, so the Taz asked the Lashon of the Ramah, the Loy Ovid Klum Beivare Hazera, well, it's true, but it's not the point. The point is that it's you're not Misaris it. It's not Pshat, you're Misaris it without touching Beivare Hazera. So look at the Taz and Taz Ches on the bottom. The Taz Lito Kabaltoi, the Piske Mari, Kasa Bezeh, Ein Kam Shun Tzar Balechayim, here's a side kasha. Ayat Tzar Balechayim, it's not Tzar Balechayim, Kim Vishiesh Lai Rebach Bedover. There's not Tzar Balechayim where the human being has a benefit. Ukenze Kasa Baramban, Simikuf Yudches, the Taz Bishem Atoisus, Lunya Baltashchis, Vein Zedon Lisha Zachati Besamach, Ede Maisha Shaloi Mistaresas Anakeva, Yesh Isser, the Sham Einim Arviyach Bedover Avagav the Mistares Ayedeze. Even though the Taz said earlier in Taz Vav that Sirus is also Tzar Balechayim, but there was no benefit in the Tzar Balechayim. But Mashem Yizeh the Chosha Sirus Memela Mutter Ukedemasik. Now here's an important thing. It says Mashem Yizeh Chosha sirus memeila mutter. Taking karbata is not sirus. He said the language is mashu sirus memeila mutter. Ukidamase kimishloi masere vore azer. So he asked the kasha temali. He asked where you see that. But look at the words. Mash mizeh, kosha asiris memeh lamuta ukidamasik. So it seems that Taz sees in this Ramah some new heter. V'temali, and he asks that that's not the case of karbaltai, which is correct. So Ramayisha Nigris Maisha has an important hatsah to try to explain this Ramah and this Taz. Ramesh himself says Lule de Mistafina. He's saying a heter. He doesn't rely on the heter by itself. But we're going to talk shortly about different methods that are Tolia Machlaikis, and Ramesh will come into play. Ramesh Shita, let me step back for a minute. We spoke about a vasectomy. A vasectomy is when the doctor cuts the Shvile Azera. So he said, the Shvile Azera are tubes or that carry the Zera from the Bayim all around back into the body in a semicircle, and then it comes back out through the prostate and then through the gid. And we said then the Bayim produce only the sperm of the Zera. The liquid of the zera, and the 98% of the zera, which is semen, is not produced in the testicles, it's produced inside the body. When someone has a vasectomy, and they cut the shvile hazera, they cut this vas deferens, these paths, that vasectomy does not affect the kishoy, or the ability to perform bia. It doesn't affect the kishu of the male. It doesn't affect anything. If the vasectomy is done in the part of these shvilim that are in the body, so we said that would not make the person kroshufcha. It would not make him asabakal. Unfortunately, the way it's typically done today, just to make it easier to reach, is that they cut, they do the vasectomy in the sac, in the scrotum, in the Ivare Hazachar, and therefore it does make a person Rachman Latzlan, it becomes a Balshuva later, and he already had a vasectomy, becomes usur to marry Bikal. Switching our discussion to animals, to male animals. If somebody wants to neuter an animal, so let's step back for a minute. Today, it's considered standard procedure to, if someone has a male or female dog or cat, any type of pet, neutering animals is considered standard procedure. In many cities in the country, it's required by law. In cities like in Los Angeles or Dallas, a lot of cities that have a Jewish population, the law requires that every animal be neutered. Every male, a male is called neutering, and a female is called spaying. Not spraying, but spaying. Spraying without the R. Right? Spaying a female. How is this done? This is done surgically. They remove the reproductive organs. They remove by a male, neutering is to remove usually the testicles. And by a female, they remove the whole package, the tubes, the ovaries, and the uterus, or whatever it's called in an animal. They remove all of these things. They do surgery. The same people who are worried that shchita is cruel to animals pass laws that every single dog in town has to be... Now, New York State, they wanted to pass such a law, and there was a lot of pushback. So the law says that neutering all animals is strongly encouraged. You know, when the law says parking by fire hydrants, strongly discouraged. You know, that can do much for anybody. So, but that's the law. I think all the dog pounds, and they have to neuter by law. And it's supposed to be encouraged because of the overpopulation of dogs and cats in the cities, in our cities. Now, neutering is definitely a mice of Cirrus, that the... the Avarim are removed. There's no question that there's no way a yid is allowed to neuter a dog, a pet of his. No question. There's no, even the dog is going to die. There's no kach nefashos by a dog. And there's no question that neutering a dog is aser. The next sif will say even ayidei kuti it's aser. And there's no question that it's aser. Now, getting back to Digris Moshe and this rabbi. Ramesha writes, Luli dem stafina, he would say pshat under Ramah as follows. When someone does damage to the Evarei HaZachar, that's always serious. There's no question. Except Tzuladaka, it's damage to the outer organ, that's the case in the mum. That's a mum. A mum is if damage is done to the Evarei HaZachar. Now, what about a Zachar is not allowed to drink a kosher liquor? Why is that aser? So Ramesha writes that it's only aser if there's some physical manifestation, some physical after effect of the Maisasirus. Meaning, if there's a Maisasirus that's not in the body, is only aser, like Kosher Ikrin, if it causes the person later, he can't have a kishur, he can't have an erection. So there is a physical manifestation, now it's sort of a passive manifestation, he can't have a kishur. Ramesha says that there has to be something in the Evarei Azera for Kosher Likrin to be us. A tremendous nafkamina. Ramesha is saying, according to the way I understand, if you do a vasectomy in the guf, in other words, these Shvilei Azera go from the Beim, where you said, I gave out the pictures the other week where the Shvil goes all around, goes back into the body, comes around, and descends back down into the gid. If somebody were to cut these shvilei azera in the body, Ramesha writes, "Wuli the mistafina will be mutal lechatchila," because saris is only aser on the outer evarim. This is in the body. Ramesha already said, the Chazanish said, everyone agreed that there's no psuadaka on an injury in the body. If a vasectomy is in the body, a person is not also bikal. So Ramesha says the same thing by Saris. If it's done in the body, it would be mutter. Now, if Ramesha would rely on this by itself, it would be matir, it would be a way for someone who has a pet to in effect, make the pet unable to father other pets, because cutting the Shvilei Azera would work to make it to make the pet unable to reproduce. Ramesha says lulei de mistafina. He doesn't rely on it by itself. He relies on it in its sirif, because he's talking about a temporary sirus. Somebody told me there's a medication, a drink that makes a temporary sirus. So Ramesha said temporary sirus is not sirus plus this heter. So Ramesha relies on this as its sirif. And it will seem, when we get to the next sif, that such a thing would be mutter al yedekai. Now, I have to explain. There are two reasons to neuter a male a dog, a male animal. One is because of the overpopulation of dogs. There's a second reason, and that is to tame the dog. Dogs that are neutered become less aggressive. As a matter of fact, police dogs or attack dogs are not neutered. They don't neuter them because they want them to be aggressive. Cutting, doing a vasectomy on a dog will accomplish the first thing. It'll accomplish the idea of that the dog can't reproduce, but it doesn't accomplish the second thing, because the dog remains with his typhus on the cava. Whatever the typhus are, remain. And it doesn't really accomplishes the legal reasons for these laws in these country, in these cities. It doesn't accomplish the second. Now, Ramesha learns this into the Ramah. The Ramah said that removing karbalta is mutter, the loyovit klum beivarei hazera. So we asked, loyovit klum? There's no serious at all. What's loyovit klum? So the Taz said on the bottom line of the first column, Mashma, Mizeh, Dechosh, Asiris, Memela, Mutter. So Ramesh is learning that Kosh, Asiris, Memela means Asiris that's Memela, that has no physical manifestation in Devarei Azera. The Ramah is coming to tell you, not only is Karbalta Mutter, but any of these other types of things, of actions, that have no physical manifestation, but cause this to happen, that all of that is Mutter. This is the Heter Ramesh says. Ramesh himself says, Lulei de Mistafina, but it's a Tziruf. We're going to get into further discussions. It's a very strong Tziruf to be made.
What?
Ramesh is in Chelak Evan Hazer. I think it's Chelak Gimel, Seif Simen Tezvav. The Simen there talks primarily about temporary Tziruf, which I don't, again, I don't think exists so much today, but okay, now enter into the discussion a new the surgery that they're doing is the snipping the Shvilei Hazera, but that's not the Shvilei Hazera, that's inside the body. And the vart that Ramesh is saying is there has to be something visible in the Shvilei Hazera, in the Evarei Hazera, in the male organs. The Shvilei Hazera in the body doesn't have a din of Shvilei Hazera. So it has to somehow show in either the three Evarim, either Shvilei Hazera, the Bayim, or the Gid. So Ramesh learns being unable to do Kishoy is a manifestation in the outside Evarim, because it prevents it. But the sperm, no sperm in the zera, you can tell with a microscope, you can't tell normally if there's sperm there. And that's where Ramesh is saying that the Ramah needs to be made. Now, there is, as far as I'm aware, and I'm not, no expertise in this, by females, there's only one way that they spay the female, and that is to remove the whole package of Evarim, female Evarim, and we're going to get to this next sif about Ayadei Goy, but to remove straight out is Asim. These Asim is the Rabbanan, well, it's a Gra, Asim and Atar. A male, removing the Evarim of a male, that's Asim and Atar, according to everybody. That's like it, you get Malchus, a person gets Malchus for such a thing. That is no question. There was developed a second method of dealing with males, and they nicknamed it, they gave it a brand name, Zuterin. In other words, instead of neutering, Zuterin. They put a Z there. The Z is for zinc. A company developed an injection which is injected into the bayim of the male, the dog, whatever it is. It kills the sperm that's there at the time. But killing the sperm, remember, males produce new sperm all the time. The way it works is it creates scar tissue in the Shvilei Hazera, and ultimately the injection causes blockages in the Shvilei Hazera, ultimately that prevent this from working. Now, a zootering should have taken off and been a high profit thing. It's a $10 to $20. Shot, one-time shot. The doctor probably charges more than that for giving the shot, but it's an inexpensive, much more humane, and totally effective method of accomplishing what has to be accomplished. For reasons I don't know, this was marketed in 2014, and in 2016, the company that marketed it filed for bankruptcy and ceased production. Why? So I'm not sure. You know, whatever I tried to find out, I couldn't find out. I suspect part of the reason is that there's a lot of money in castration. The castration is surgery. And, you know, the doctor does something that costs $10 to $20. How much can he charge already for doing it? Whereas surgery, you know, it probably is anesthesia and a lot of other things. So I suspect that has a lot to do with it. If you Google why did Zuterin fail, you get because the vets were not recommending it. That's what you get. And the fact that it's so much more humane and normal is like everything else, is lost on the popular culture today. However, this method of injection would seem, even for a male, to be mutter, certainly according to the Gris Moshe's Chiddush. And more than that, Kheshel Ikrin is mutter. I'll tell you why. Let me step back. The Har Tzvi has a tshuva about injections. He died long before Zutering ever came around. But he's going on Kheshel Ikrin mutter. He said Kheshel Ikrin is permitted. Remember, Rav Moshe is learning Kheshel Ikrin even where it does have physical manifestations on the animal. So the Har Tzvi says, what about an injection? So he's masupik. He says, maybe Kheshel Ikrin has to digest in the stomach and work its way to do whatever damage it does through the bloodstream. It's a grama, it's indirect. An injection, if it's direct, is more chamor and should be asur. That's what it's, that's what he's masupik. Now this particular injection is like drinking, because it works through developing scar tissue, which is a longer process than digesting something in the stomach. So it would come out from the Har Tzvi, and maybe the Svara anyway, that the heter of Mutter Lishtais Kashal Ikrin, which the Beis Shmuel HaKas V'Chaykas says Mutter Baye Behema, would apply to Zutering as well. Because Zutering is an injection, which the only hesitation Har Tzvi has about injections is the fact that it's more direct than something that you drink. And here it's also indirect, because it's not the zinc that causes it, it's the damage that it does and the growth of scar tissue on the damaged site that causes the issue, which means to say that Zutering would be the same as Kheshel Ikrin. It's done, but there's no damage to the Evarei Hazara. It's an injection into the Evarei Hazara, which in and of itself doesn't do damage to the Evarei Hazara.
What about the needle?
It causes the needle. Doesn't harm. Doesn't do harm.
But it can affect the shvil, but still outside the body.
It affects the shvil even inside.
Yeah, but even
outside the body, meaning in the kiss.
Yes.
Yeah, it does affect the shvil.
So that's outside the body.
Yeah, I understand. But remember, Rav Moshe's learning Kheshel Ikrin does affect, and that's why it's also by Ezach, because it affects it directly. So Kheshel Ikrin mut is tak only by Nekeva. By Ezach, Kheshel Ikrin is aser, but it's going to be an indirect type of thing. The Har Tzvi is tak only by Nekeva, and by Ezachar it would be like Kheshel Ikrin. The question is, by Kheshel Ikrin, which is aser, if it's through a grama, then it's makeloi sebakas bar. This is the Ravana. And if you're going to hold that al yedei goy is also a Ravana, it'll be a method that's going to be mutter. They have a tziruf of Ramesha. Ramesha says if it doesn't affect, the damage is not done in a visible way to the Evarei Hazachar, that it's mutter. So you have Ramesha, but Ramesha by itself, we're not going to be makel. But Heyois, it's only Kheshel Ikrin. It's not, you don't cut the Shvilei Hazara. It's like Kheshel Ikrin, where the scar tissue grows. And, you know, if you dalid the coolest of Ayyadei Goy, it would be a derech to be, a passable derech to be matir. As opposed to regular neutering, which is no way in the world that with its mutter, because that's straight out of my sisirus. This is what I mean. The scar tissue which develops afterwards, which is a grama. Right, it's a grama. So grama, that's the first half of Sefiut Gimel, that turns it into a drabanan, even by a zachar. So if it turns it into a drabanan, even by a zachar, then we're going to talk al yedei akum, so then we'll get to what's mutter al yedei akum. But my point really is that there to do out and out neutering of a male animal is certainly also even Aide Guy. There's no Shaila. The two possibilities are vasectomy or the injection method, which is more of a grama than the vasectomy. Really, if you hold your Moshe's Chiddush, is also mutter.
You don't have Moshe's.
What?
No,
I don't think that's correct. You Google it, but I don't think it's correct.
Yeah.
It could cause swelling, but it's a temporary swelling. It's not a. No, well, we said that temporary deliberately is not osur. That in the same tshuva, the first day for the tshuva, Ramesh writes that temporary things are not osur. Temporary siris is not osur. It's only permanent siris that's osur. Temporary is not osur anyway. When the temporary is agav, it's not the kavon, kavona, then it should be okay. There is. We're talking now about a zacher. By the kevitz,
it's
and it says mutter. I'm saying it's only a grama. It's only a drabbah. No, Grum is a Drabana. So we're going to use that Aide Guy. No, the Mechaber Sifu Gimel is saying Makas Maradis.
But the Misa is the same thing. You kill someone to a group, but there's no Misa, but it's still.
It happens to be that it's Takachai Misa Midei Shemayim, it says, but it's a Chiddush that it's Asa Minatayra. It's not. We could talk about when Grum is Mutter. Alright, the Aruch HaShulchan brings. He explained, because the question is being asked, when is a grama mutter, when is a grama asr? It's an old shayla. When in Nisurim Dereisa do we say grama is mutter, and when is it asr? By Shabbos, it says a grama is only a drabanan. A grama is even mutter, l'chatzil of a mokim hefsid, not hefsid meruba. Mokim ksas hefsid, a grama is mutter on Shabbos. And by Ritzicha, it says in the Rambam that a Ritzicha Ede Grama is a Venete Reisa. He just says, Chai Bisvi De Shemai, not Bide Adam, but a Grama. So the question is, what's the Klal and Shas? When's it Mutter? By Shabbos, it says, Kom Alacha Le Yeyasa Lachem, Ha Grama Shari. So when it says, Alash and Amaisa, Grama is Mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan, I believe, here brings that the same thing, it says, Ba'atzachem lo yisasu. From there we learn, Grama is mutter. Now, whatever the klal hadvarim is, and it's, I think, a complicated issue, when Grama is mutter, when it's not, but certainly when the Torah says lo yisasu, that we're memayit Grama, and that takes it off of the deras. Let's see if I can find it. I think it was in Yischof Ches, in the Pisei Tshuva, in the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, and he certainly says it. I just not finding it at the minute, but. At any rate, I believe that's what it says. Okay, so what we're discussing is two possible ifanim of heter, either through injection, through a vasectomy, and in each case. The main heter would be, if you agree with the idea that it's not poil bevarei azera, that would be some type of a heter. So it comes out funny. By a zachar, there's certainly no heter in the world to be to neuter an animal. By nekeva, we would have the tumul about whether kaishalikrin is mutlach atchilo or not, if you would have a manner of kaishalikrin. And whether it's the rashi d'rabbanan, it would be totally in the gra and machaber earlier, which we're going to get to, nafkamina zayedei goy and sifya dalet.
But are you permitted to declaw an animal?
What? So anyway, this is the rule. Now, all of this doesn't present any hetala chatchila. If not, al yedei goy. None of this would be mutter, because none of this are things that we can be matal chatchila. Lule mistafina vermaisha is not enough to be matal chatchila. When you're talking about a deraisa, and especially the grow holds even the cave is deraisa. So the whole discussion of neutering animals comes to doing it through a guy. And this is the shayla here in Sifya Dalet. The Mechaber says, Asalai melakuti lasaris behem shalom. We'll talk about doing haramis in a minute, but it says here, Amira la'akum is asa. Now here, I want to stop for a minute and talk to you about the klal hadvarim. We're all used to the idea that amira la'akum on Shabbos is an isser. Telling a guy to do malacha on Shabbos is a specific isser, and afilia de guy, there's even a shita that it's deraisa. Amira la'akum le'ye ase alochem afilia de nakri. Rashi brings it in Chumash. We pass that amira la'akum is the rabbanim, but it's an aveira. I like to tell people that amira la'akum is a type of aveira, not a type of mitzvah, because people always say get a guy. What do you mean get a guy? Getting a guy is his aser. I'm not allowed to have a guy. We once had a guy come to us on Shabbos. Once the Rosh Hashanah was a 3-day Yom Tif. And that week, that year, we had, I think, 22 guests, sleepover guests in our house at that time. And I said, she's getting a guy to help on the third day on Shabbos. So she told me, what could the guy do? I said, whatever you could do, the guy could do. She said, that's it? I said, yeah. The guy can't do any malacha. Malacha is awesome. Now, what about kol ha'terah kula? So I'm going to tell you the sugya sagamar. Be Shmuel nechakas mechaypik bring the sugya. Just to be clear about the halacha, I want to read to you the Aruch HaShulchan's words. Following, quote, Kishev shebishabis amiru la'akum shvus k'may kein b'chol yisurim shebetayra. That's the language of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, just like telling a guy to do it for you is aser by Shabbos, the same thing by every day rice. He doesn't say by every drabanon. He says, "Kishay shabbi Shabbos amir la'akum shvus k'may kein b'chol yisurim shabitayra." Any day rice amir la'akum is aser. This is our Hashulchan Chavav here in Siman Hey. The Mechaber says, "Aser loy melakuti l'saris behem shalom." What's the sugya sagamara? So Rabbi Shmuel Chalkak Makaykak bring the one sugya that discusses this, and it's a sugya in Bava Metzia Dav Tzadik. It's talking about Lesasim Sharbidishai. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal when the animal is working with food, when the animal is threshing. You're not allowed to muzzle the animal. So the Gemara there has a question, what about doing it through a guy? What about, you tell your guy, let's not say he's not a worker, you tell your guy, your friend, to thresh the animal and to muzzle the animal. Is it mutter to do it through a guy? So the Gemara there says that it's us. So let's see the Beishmuel, the Chax Mechaikik both bring the Gemara. Actually, the Chax Mechaikik brings it more clearly. The Chax Mechaikik Ches. I guess we see first the Mechaber. Let's see the Mechab de Rama. Asalai melakuti l'saris behem shalanu. Now, imlok chahume atzmei v'sirsa. If a guy went on his own, took a Jew's animal and castrated it, mutter. In harem Yisrael b'davazeh kain sinaisai. So you can think du'a harama, like they like to do with the gardeners with the trees, right? The gardener tells the Jew, people call me. So you have a fruit tree. The gardener told me, the Italian guy told me, you have to sell it to him. You're like, he told me the halacha, I have to sell it to him. You know, like, who is he? Is the gardener going to be the Svara at Ashkenaz, a Chassidish gardener? Not a, you know. So you tell me, the gardener told me. So here, it's us, it's in the parish, to do a harama, kainzen oisai, and that means that even if he did it already, and not only that, Torah says, I feel like harem. The Jew did nothing. Hakuti b'akirei b'chavon l'tevasai. The guy knows, you know, he knows. So he comes in, he says, I know you Jews, you know, I'll do it for you. There's a knas. Meichon Yisrael Acher, he has to sell it. He's not allowed to benefit from it. Afilu b'nei agadol mutol l'meichrav, l'bnei akotan eini meichrav alai naistalai. It's a separate discussion if you can do it l'bnei akotan. But he himself can't have benefit from it. So the Mechaber closes the door. He says, there's no way a Jew can make it happen through a guy. The Ramah, though, says, Matzeschar means you make a meshutif. In time of the Gemara, it was common practice. Today it's common practice to have an investing partner and an active partner. Somebody has this great idea, he's going to open a store in Flatbush, and going to open a cafe, a shortage of cafes in Flatbush. So he has this great idea, he goes to an investor, he tells the investor, I want to open a cafe, I need an investor. So the investor puts up the money. He's the silent partner and the active partner. And they split. They're 50-50 partners in the business. So that was a common thing in the time of the Gemara. Someone had a field. He had sharecroppers that did it. Or somebody had animals. He gave it to someone to use. So up to Ramah, you're allowed to do this business with a guy. You could take a guy. He'll be the active partner. You take your animals, you give it to him, and he has to take care of the animals, and you split the profit. So Dr. Amar, Mutter, Lassis Behem Lakuti Lamatzaschar, Apishakuti Bevada Yisarsenu. Why? The Kuti Adatin the Nashikavit. So we had this heter, which is a Shabbos also, that if the guy is doing it for himself, it's Mutter. If a guy is doing it for his own interest, it's Mutter. The old story. Your lights are out, you're calling a guy, you tell him, you want some whiskey? It's in that room. So he turns on the light to get the whiskey. So that's mutter. So he's turning on the light at night in the nafshe, and then it's mutter. So here also, you make him a partner. He does sirus at night in the nafshe. So here you have a head. This means a true sale. You're selling it. Afagam de bevadi akuti kailoisi lesarasan. Now, the shaila here is whether goyim amitzuva in Sirus, a ben nayach, is asur or not. The first shita, the Ramah says, you can sell it to a guy, there's no lifnei either. The guy is allowed to be misaris then. V'yesh oisrim tinsimavor b'trum asadesh. And there is a yesh oisrim, there's a shita that asks. This shita holds that ben nayach is mitzuva al Sirus. If you look quickly, b'shmo yudches, Yeshayisrim koy al mechira lakuti the koshke nasa likta masasar shum ben noyach musaran al asiris kvar kasafti rabim chayel kamaza. It's not part of the sheva mitzvahs ben noyach. So there's a machloikis of a guy is mitzvah. Bottom line, we hold it's not mitzvah. Miu. Listen to this. Im ena kuti akayim misaris baatzmei reknais lakuti yachal asaris lakuli al mishari. I want to explain this. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to sell a guy, was it a red rooster? A white rooster, I forgot.
Yeah.
One of them, the guy used to use for their Avodah Zarah. I think white they used to use.
What?
White? That was awesome. Yeah. So you're not allowed to sell a guy a white rooster. Why? It's Lifnei Iver. A guy is mitzvah and Sheva Mitzvahs in Avodah Zarah. Is there Lifnei Iver on a guy? Yes. It says, Menai Sha'asa Lite Kaisha Yayin Lenozir Veva Machaila Benoyach. In the first beginning of the second parak of Pesachim, there's lifnei iver on a guy, no question. Feish abrais, you're not give even machai to a ben. So you're not allowed to give a white rooster to a guy during the avodah zarah time of the year. But the Gemara says you can sell it to a goyish wholesaler, or even a retailer. You're allowed to sell it to a guy who's in the business. Gemara says the following lashon: Alifnei mifakdina, Alifnei delifnei loy mifakdina. With mitzvah on lifnei iver, but on lifnei iver of a guy doing lifnei iver, That one not mitzvah, because the guy himself is not mitzvah lefnei. So alefnei de lefnei loy mefekti. That's a Gemara. That's what the Rama is saying, that you're allowed to sell the Yesh Yisrim. Says you're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy, he's going to do serious. It's lefnei iver. But to sell to someone who's going to sell to a guy, that's more kulidik, and that you're allowed to do. And obviously, by extension, it would mean if you're giving your animal to neuter to a guy who's going to give it to another guy, so out the iser that a guy is mitzuva, that iser would fall off. The other iser of Amir Laka we're going to have to talk about. But this iser would fall off. And okay, the list. And the Rabbah Dine Tzar Balei Chayim. We're not going into that now. We're going to talk about the Isser of Siris through Amir Lahakum. And really, there's an overall discussion of Amir Lahakum Mishari Surim, which would be appropriate to talk about. But let's stick for the moment at least to what it says here. It says here is that it's Aser to be Gairim Siris, and it's Aser even to give it to a guy who you know will be Misaris, unless the one exception is where a guy does it Ayidei Atzmai. So the Chakas Chayim Beishmo bring the Sugyas HaGemara. As I said, the Chakas Mechaikik brings the Gemara a little more clearly. So look at Chakas Mechaikik Ches, Beperak HaPayalim. Perak HaSechus HaPayalim, Dav Tzadik, Yibayalahu. Mashi Yaymer Adam Legai, Chasayim Parasi V'dayishba. Mai. This is the sugya of Amir Lakum by Shar Yisurim. It's the only Gemara directly addresses it. Ki Amir Amir Lagayshvos, Hani Milin, Yisus Shabbos, this is Skila. Aba Chasim Adis Alav Lai. Do we say there's no Amir Lakum only by Shabbos? I do Molashna. Let's listen to this. Tarshma. Shochul Avod Yishmuel, Halantura de Ganvin Armoi, Umigan Chin Yasain Mahu. The shaila is, are you allowed, you have a wild shar, are you allowed to be misarisit through a guy? So the yes, mamish, our shaila, tavu ad Shmuel. So, shalach lehu, haramis avidbu, arimu alayu viyizdam. He said, do a harama. Amar Papa, b'nei ma'arav, v'dishalchu hachi lavu ad Shmuel, sabilu kareb chitka. Those who aser held like Reb Chitka, the Amar b'nei Noach mitzuvin al asiris, the kavur alefnei evil asitem mishal. So Gemara doesn't have a clear maskana. Gemara says those who asered asered because of lifnei evil. So what does that mean? What's the maskana? Those who wanted to aser, he's saying they didn't aser al tamir lakum, they asered al Spinei Noach. You have two choices. Either the Issa was al Spinei Noach Mitzuvim, or the Issa was al Tamir Lakum Shvus. It's a very big nafkamina. For Saris, there's no nafkamina. It's also either way. But the nafkamina is Lachal Terakula. If the Isrim, who Asered, the Paiskin Paskin like, the Isrim will Asered because Spinei Noach Mitzuvim al Asirus, that means Lachal Terakula, there's no Amir Lakum. However, if you hold that they asked because of Amir Lahakum, then there's Amir Lahakum Chala Tarakula. The question is that Gemara a din in Dine Sirus, that they were asking to do it through a guy because B'nai Naech Mitzuddin, or is it a din in Amir Lahakum Chala Tarakula? That's the Shaila. So he brings the Rosh, brings the Machlag. Is the Ravid held Amir Lahakum is Mutab Chala Tarakula? The Rosh himself disagrees. The Rambam and the Rosh disagree. And they hold that Amir al-Akam is Usr B'chal HaTarakula, even by Saris and by Chassayim Parasi. And it's brought only two places in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought here, Usr Loi Melakuti, and it's brought in Cheshem Mishpat by the Dinim of Chassayim Para, that you're not allowed to muzzle a Para. Now, the big Shaila is, what's the halacha b'chal haterakula, which we're not going to get into, I guess, today? What's the b'chal haterakula that Amir Olam? Pashtus, it's aser. We're going to do, I guess we'll discuss next week, the Mekilim. Once they get to our sugya, is that it's aser maman hashach. It's either aser out Amir al-Akum, which is the Iker, the first Shita, the Rosh and the Rambam against the Ravid, or it's aser because of because the Yeshayisrim, because of Sirus, one way or the other, it's aser. The bottom line is that from the page here in Shulchan Aruch, we have no way to do it to a guy. If Grama is aser, then certainly giving it to a guy with a harama is also aser. We had the one heter of the Ramah, which is to take a Goyish partner, which in the case of a pet, not practical, there's no Goyish partner, it could be harama again, which we said is aser. So it seems to come out from the Shulchan Aruch that neutering, as we know it, is aser l'kuli alma. Very, very difficult to know a heter. Now, Heinemann writes that he asked Rav Moshe what to do. Now, how much of a makom tzairich it was, I don't know. It's a Maisa Shahaya. He says that he asked Rav Moshe what to do. Someone has a pet and needs to neuter the pet, what to do. He said Rav Moshe told him that the owner of the pet should sell it to the doctor. Or he writes there, better yet, sell it to the receptionist in the doctor's office. And then the doctor will neuter it, and then you buy it back. That's what he says. Ramesha was not here. Shulchan Aruch says Haram is Aser. So I don't know. Either Ramesha meant to do a real Kenyan, so Haram with a real Kenyan, it's Chal. Or Ramesha meant maybe B'makom Tzairich, I don't know, to rely on Amira L'Amira, to tell the receptionist, to tell the doctor. Chola, the sick dog or a sick person?
I don't know.
Anyway, this is absolutely awesome. The mahalach of the paiskin is that it's absolutely awesome. Somebody wants to buy a pet should buy a pre-neutered pet, but if the pet was neutered by the guy who sell it, there's no issue anymore. The pashtus is that the neutering as it's done today by the mafsidei v'arei azera is aser. In the case of a farmer, you have the heter of the Ramah to do matzah schar. It's not a practical heter for everybody else. And the pashtus is that it's aser. Doing it through this injection would be a method that certainly at least makom tzairich there'd be a heter. Now, we finished the halachas of Siris. There are two secondary things. The last four lines here are Hilchot Tsar Balei Chaim, which come in at the end here in the Ramah, which I'd like to learn next week. I'd also like to deal with the broader question of Amira La'akum by Shari Surim. It's very Megaya. One of my pet peeves is the Jewish newspapers having the weather reports, a picture of the sun on a sunny day. Now, as you know, drawing a picture of the sun is Issa Deraisa. To draw a picture of a sun, you're not allowed to make. The Gemara is, how could Rav Gamliel have he asked the Eidim, how is he allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, one Torah says, Islamic Shani, teaches different. So I don't know how these newspapers have. They seem to hold. They don't draw it at all. The Goyim are printing it. Amir Lakum is mutter by having a guy be over in a deraisa. That's, I guess that's the issue. So what? Yeah, that's not doing worshiping. Like Sasum Iti has nothing to do with worshiping. Even if you want to just have a picture in the sukkah, a nice drawing, and have Avraham Avinu by the well, and you want to draw a sun or a moon, that's also us. Rabbi Gamliel wasn't worshiping. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, we'll deal with this next week.